All right. Hi, Mr. Vackey. This is Nate slash Dan Heinley. I'm here with my grandma, Vivian Turner.
Hello.
And this is for the interview. And let's just get into it. Okay, so when our family immigrated way back when,
yeah,
just sum up, like, sort of the pushes that pushed them out of their homes and what pulled them to America.
To find a better life for their family, to escape communism, and just wanted a better life for their family.
And, like, anything religious? Like, was there religious persecution going on or any of that?
There might have been. I'm not sure about it. They are lifelong Catholics. I believe they were Catholic over there, but I'm not sure.
All right. Can you give me, like, just kind of a basic timeline of their immigration?
Of what?
Of, like, how they, like, when they immigrated, like, a timeline.
I know my maternal grandmother came. You better give me a minute.
Just ballpark it.
My mother was 53 in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
So however old she is when that came. Because my grandmother was pregnant with her. So, age of 53 in 1967.
And whenever she was, like, her birthday was...
December 10th.
Right.
19...
Whatever. That's whatever the...
You could figure out for me.
I'll add that.
What would that be? 53 in 67. So...
1914.
Yeah, so that's when she was born. That's when they emigrated, because my grandmother had her. She was pregnant with her when they came.
Right, okay.
My father, I'm not sure about when his parents came. I would think approximately the same time, around the early 1900s.
Right. Okay, well, that's good enough. So, just tell me a little bit about your childhood and, like, what you were like as a child.
I was quiet. I was raised with two brothers. They gave me a hard time when I babysat them.
And you were the oldest, right?
I was the oldest of two brothers. One's 7 years younger than me, one's 4 years younger than me. And the war was going on then. I remember air raids where we had to go in the house, turn all the lights out, pull the blinds down, because it was a drill. We never had any bombing or anything, of course, but I remember us prepping for it all the time. Mm-hmm. Because big sirens came all over the city, and you went in the house and closed all the drapes.
Right.
And did a drill for a possible air raid attack.
And you were how old when you were that was going on? I was like,
when was the war over?
1930? 40, 40 some, 45 or 6, so probably.
So I was 6 or 7.
Right. Okay. Right. Now now tell me anything you remember about, like, your grandparents, or if you heard stories about your great grandparents or anything.
If I remember anything, what?
About your great grandparents.
What about them?
Anything about them.
They were hardworking people. They spoke English, but not good, broken.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's family settled in Creighton, and he was a glass worker with PPG, and then my father eventually went there also. And my mother's side of the family settled around Clymer or Uniontown, and they relocated to New Kent, and he worked in Alcoa. Most of the people then, the immigrants, either worked at PPG or Alcoa. My grandfather and my grandmother had seven kids on my maternal, and he got a hernia at work, and they operated on him, and he died. Mm-hmm. And he left her with seven little kids. Yeah. My mother was 12, the oldest. She quit school to help raise the family. My grandmother went to work cleaning a grocery store in our town named Manaca, who ended up as the mayor of New Kensington, his family. They helped her by giving her canned goods, and there was people named Leslie's who had a farm where most of Lower Borough is today, and my grandmother was allowed to live there in their farmhouse free of rent. So those two families, the Manacas and the Leslie's, who were prominent New Kent people, helped my grandmother keep her family together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Do you remember any like particularly funny or good stories about your parents or any of your siblings or anyone?
Should I tell about my brothers with the whistle while you work?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told you that before.
Yeah, we can do that.
I had two brothers, and the older one, I didn't have any girls in the neighborhood. My brother had boys. So they dug a hole in the yard and put boards over it and crawled in there. It was an underground shack that they went to when the air raids were going on. I don't think my mother let them stay there, but that was the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And they sang, "Whistle while you work, Hitler is a jerk. Mussolini is a meanie, and the Japs are worse." So all us kids were all affected by the end of the war there. And
that was your tune.
Yeah, and I remember going downtown New Kent the day the war was over, and we parked there, and everybody from town came down to the main street to celebrate the end of the war.
And that was the theme song, right?
I know you've heard this
before. Oh, yeah. I remember we talked about that.
Like I said, it didn't change.
Right, yeah. Well, we talked about that. We kind of covered that. Now, I know Pap was in the... Your husband.
My husband.
He had that stint in the military, but it was back problems, and he got...
Right, he was in for a short time, and he had got a military discharge, yes, for his back.
Was there anyone else who was involved in the military?
Oh, all my uncles.
Mm-hmm.
I had three uncles in the service. Well, two uncles and then one who was engaged to an aunt. They met at Pearl Harbor. Two were in the Army, one was in the Navy. I remember them meeting there.
Mm-hmm.
Before the war was over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, now did your like grandparents or whoever, did they tell you about their early experiences in America? Was there any discrimination or problems assimilating to our culture or anything?
Not really, because the dad's side settled in Creighton, And there were a lot of company homes there, the built for the people who worked at PPG. So there was a little community there, almost all Slovaks. They just all moved here, mm-hmm. worked the same place, and all had houses like close to each other. And my grandmother, whose family settled and went to the to Alcoa to work, not so much. I don't know much about.
Yeah.
I mean, I know where they live, but I don't know.
So they had their own little community going
My dad's family had a little family. Slovak community uh-huh. there. I think to this day, that's heavily Slovak people there. Mm-hmm.
They kind of hung around a little.
Hmm?
They kind of hung around a little and...
They what?
No, never mind. It's fine. okay, so do we... any of our, like, holiday traditions, did any of them come from our aunt, or did we just kind of make those up ourselves?
Yeah, the cooking, grandma's recipes of they were very staunch Catholics. They didn't eat meat. They fasted. She cooked pigs in a blanket, which we called halupkis, and she cooked a lot of chicken noodle soup. But yeah, she. Mm-hmm. All her recipes came from the old country.
Right.
Yeah, the old Ukrainian foods. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably the other one too, but I didn't see her as much.
Right.
And she died kind of young, that grandmother.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cooking going on. Other than cooking, like, outside of, like, holiday traditions or anything, was there any other, like aspects of the culture that that they sort of hung on to, or did
can you turn it on? Let me think. Just poor, hardworking, simple people.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. None of the women worked. The men worked, and the women stayed home and raised a family and. The old tradition,
so
old
they were
culture.
Just so yeah. they were just kind of focused on huh? living. So they were just kind of focused on living their lives instead of like
yeah
right.
You man me woman me I stay home mm-hmm. you support the family
right
yeah.
Okay, so you personally, what are you proudest of, like personally or professionally?
I'm proudest that my husband and I were very young when we got married, 19 and 20, and he didn't have an education other than high school, and he worked himself up to some really good positions in Pittsburgh contracting work. He knew a lot of, he worked for different companies and worked mainly with college grads, which he was not. He was he graduated from a school of drafting, but I did little side jobs, but I mainly carried on the tradition. I stayed home. We raised four girls, and every one of them is productive and doing well. And for a young couple starting out with not having education other than high school, I feel we did well, and I'm proud of all of my daughters.
Right.
My four daughters.
Okay. Like, can you tell me about, like, one or two people in particular that that were, like, inspiring to you, or that were particularly, like, kind to you or anything like that?
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
I was just pretty much a stay-at-home mom. I had side jobs. I worked different places, but I did the same tradition as my parents. I stayed home and raised a family while my husband worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of his accomplishments. Me, I just was also there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, to wrap up, are there any particular lessons that you've learned in your life from your parents or anyone that you think I should know?
You're an idiot. How would you put it? How should I put it, Nate? I don't know.
Put it anyway.
I know. Let me think. Let me think. Well, to put family first, to be good to one another, to work hard, not to be a slacker or lazy.
Right.
Each person has a different ability and talent. And it's find it and work hard, and you'll be successful in life. And I feel that I was, and I can see my children are, and my grandchildren are, seem to be following in the path. They're all good, hardworking, decent people.
Okay, hey, that works. All right, and that should do it.
You all suck.
Very funny.
That wasn't on there.
No. Are you finished recording?